Welcome to the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader with Danielle Rama Hoffman, your fast track to partner with Source to create your legacy business without overworking. If you haven't already, be sure to claim your free gift, the three energetic shifts to seven figure consciousness. Go to daniellehoffman.com/gift to unlock your seven figure money consciousness today. Now let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to this episode on Mission in Transition, three steps to get back on track with your divine assignment. So excited that you're here. If you have been feeling like your divine transmissions, your mission, your divine mission is in transition, or something's been off, or you've recently fulfilled like a big part of your career or your evolution in consciousness, then you are going to love this episode. Because when we first start talking about mission, for those of you who've been on your path for a while, as you know, I am all about sharing our highest level contribution in the world, our legacy work, really fulfilling what we came here on earth to be and to do and to have. And so when we first look at mission, especially if you've been on your path for a while, like maybe like me, you're in your 50s or wherever you are, age-wise, you've been around the block for a while. You're seasoned in some way. Maybe you have a degree, or you're an expert in your field, or you've been up to your work for a while, or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you've been at it for a while. When you first hear mission and transition, you can go like, well, it's not my first rodeo. Like, I've been at this for a while. But bear with me for a minute, because we're in a whole new paradigm. The Earth Star is vibrating at a higher octave. What I know about you is if you're here, you're drawn to this topic, you're somebody who's here to innovate, to forge a new path, to add to your industry, to bridge and merge spirit and matter, higher consciousness with really effective, applied, practical creations, the material plane. And so again, your mission and transition will have different evolutionary cycles, where you're becoming, if we look at Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap, and that framework of you have areas of incompetence, competence, excellence, genius. What the guides also talk about is also your ascended mastery. Really, what you have an ascended mastery within. So your mission goes through those different layers. And I'm already starting to get into the three steps here, but I want to slow down and just really highlight how there's your evolution through your mission and your divine assignment that grows as you grow. Like, you're the essence of what you've been here for, your divine assignment is seated in all those earlier stages, all of your education, everything, all your certificates that you have, all the experience that you have as a mother in your work, because mission is not only your career. And then there's also a similar backdrop that's going on, which is the larger evolution in consciousness, that the Earth Star is also going through her octave. And there's the old paradigm of survival consciousness, and now we're in this new paradigm. So the backdrop, the stage that you're playing the game of your mission, has changed. And what got you here won't get you there, and all those kinds of things. Yet your ascended mastery level, your divine assignment, what you're incarnated here for, what only you can do, the vision that you carry has been waiting, in a way, for the stage of your mission to match what it is that you've got to share. So there are different cycles, different reasons why you're like, oh, I'm actually ready to move into a higher expression of my divine assignment, the extraordinary assignment that I co-created before coming into this lifetime on the plinth of Maat in the interlife, in the in-between space, that now is being kicked in a whole new way. So if a part of you is going like, I'm here, I'm curious to find out what she's got to say, and yet I've been at this for a while, this is designed for you. This is designed for you. What we're talking about is that you've got experience under your belt. You're seasoned in what it is that you've been up to, and you've moved through those incompetent, competent, excellence, genius, and you're ready to really be in your ascended mastery level. So that's a little bit about mission and transition, divine assignment. You know, I want to share that when our clients come into our field and start working with me and the guides, there often is something like that happens, where there are two sides of them or of you that may seem to be in conflict, that when brought together, create something new. So the first step to get back on track with your divine assignment, now that we've kind of laid the foundation, the groundwork of your mission and transition, and what your divine assignment is to align with your divine design. What do I mean by your divine design? Well, you maybe have heard of like the human design, which is a beautiful way that's based on your birth date, where you can, you know, find out like your archetype. And as a part of Divine Light Activation, we go into your divine design, your unique wiring, and your ascended mastery, and your mission in this incarnation, your highest mission as a light being incarnate. So I know I'm using a lot of woo words there, yet because you may be familiar with human design, when I'm talking about your divine design, I'm really talking about also looking from that level of the cosmos, looking from that level of your extraordinariness and how you're wired, how it is that you operate in the world. So one of the reasons why something might be off and you're going, hey, I feel like I'm scratching the surface, or something, like you may not be reaching your targets or what it is that you're choosing to create in the world. There may be like an income plateau, or you may feel like you're just going through the motions when you wake up every day, or you might have that sense of like you've tried everything and yet there's some kind of stuckness. That the first place to look is, are you honoring your divine design? Do you have clarity on what it is? And yet, are you honoring the way that you're wired? So what we often do when we find ourselves in a situation, like I'm an entrepreneur, so I use lots of entrepreneur examples, yet please apply this to you, because we at Divine Transmissions, we work with clients that are entrepreneurs, emerging and seasoned, yet we also work with clients that your mission is, you have a divine assignment that has something to do with elevating consciousness. So you may be in corporate, or you may be on sabbatical, and you have like a side hustle of being a spiritual growth adept, and you've been learning all about healing and all the things. And so I'm going to use entrepreneurial examples because that's where I come from. And yet always be adjusting this for yourself. So there comes a time in your business where you've already developed your divine genius, you're great at what you're doing, you're in your zone of excellence, And you're ready to go ascend to master level. You're ready to innovate something. You're ready to create something new. You're ready to midwife that which hasn't existed on the earth star thus far. And in order to do that, it's really important to align with your divine design. So things may be slowing down, like you may not have as many clients, or your income levels plateaued, or whatever the things are. And then you start to go like, something's off and I can't quite put my finger on it. Well, what it might be is that you're not fully in the seat of your divine assignment, your extraordinary assignment, like the assignment that you and source, God, Goddess, Great Spirit, all that there is, decided was the reason that you incarnated in this lifetime. And in order to be in alignment with your divine assignment, of course, there's clarity on what it is, but you're already pretty clear, even if you're not totally clear on what the new expression of it is, or the that which hasn't existed thus far, or how to blend these two parts of you that may be in conflict. You do have an awareness of what your divine design is. So what are the go-to things that you often do in that situation? Well, you may seek a mentor or a guide, or in your business, a marketing expert or a business coach, and those things can really be helpful. Yet if you're operating in a new paradigm way, and what your divine assignment's all about new paradigm, and you're trying to apply, even if it's not new paradigm or old paradigm, but you're trying to apply like someone's three-step process, grin, grin, is here I'm sharing my three steps to get back on track with your divine assignment. It really customized for you, bespoke for you. You may feel like you've been trying to pretzel yourself, or like you're a square peg and you've been trying to cut off essential parts of how you're wired and how you operate in the world and who you are in order to fit into the round hole. And that discontentment and frustration, and that like feeling sometimes like you're at tears, even though you're doing all the things and you're working hard at it, there's some bulldozing, I know that's a strong word, but that's one that came, of your unique divine design that you've been trying to override in order to like do all the things that you're told that you need to do in order to get the success, even though they're not coming from within. They're not coming from your unique wiring or your unique ascended masteries. So let me land the plane here. Let me ground this. Let me give some context around this. So for example, I'm thinking about one of our clients who worked with us in Divine Light Activation and then went on to our Quantum Light Practitioner training. And then we also helped her birth her unique body of work-based business. And looking at her divine assignment and the arc of transformation of her divine assignment, that nothing that you've been up to is wasted. And I'm kind of going into the second step, which is to become current with your divine assignment, as I'm giving this example of our client. So when she started, you know, she went to university, she studied the things that she studied, she was an artist. And when she started working with us, she had recently been on sabbatical from corporate, and in corporate, she worked in the HR department, like human relations. And then through her work with us, she really like brought together everything that she had learned in college and in her artistry and in human relationships. Oh, and by the way, she had been devouring for years everything about higher consciousness. So she also was very much on a spiritual path, her own personal growth, had developed her consciousness. And she was looking for a way where she could bring all of her to work. She could bring her higher consciousness tools and her artist skill set and her capacity, as she worked with us also, to really hook up and turn on her connection to her guides and to be able to access information from her guides. Like she was looking for something that was brand new
to her that brought together everything at a very highly refined level. And then she, you know, she brought this forward in her unique body of work business. And so, you know, and now what she does is she helps also transformational leaders, those that are on higher consciousness, to create visual images for their bodies of work, for their card decks, for their book covers. And so she uses all of those things in a blended way. And that's very different than the, okay, the career day, I'm going to be the mission of I'm an artist, or the mission of I'm in higher consciousness, transformation, healer, practitioner, whatever that is. That's very different from graphic designer. That's very different than human relations. But she uses all that to create this blend. So you may have figured out who this is because she's also been on our podcast, Christine Lucas, and she is the artist of our Magdalene manifestation card stack. And so that started for her in that journey of like, something's off. What I've been doing hasn't been working. You know, for you, some of those signs may be burnout, all those kinds of things to, oh, okay, I'm here to create something new. And when I bring all these things together, then things really start to rock and roll. So the step number one is really aligning with your divine design, how you're wired, your unique ascended masteries, the way that you work in the world. So for me, my ascended masteries are scribing, channeling, working with the guides. And so if I try to fit myself too much into a linear way of thinking, even though I can do it, or following like starting from the ground up, because I often start, my roots are in the galaxies, and then I go in this direction, the descension, even though it's a descension, ascension spiral. But if I'm not honoring my divine design, then I'll be trying to do things with a lot of effort and a lot of hard work, and I'll get in my head and I'll start overthinking, and rather than I've got this access to the guides and just calling in the guides and using my capacity to multidimensionally communicate. So really aligning with your divine design is how you're wired. And there's so much more in there that we go into in divine light activation. And we also go into in the Magdalene codes as well, where a part of my divine design is also really what abundance means to me, and honoring the way that I'm wired and setting my life up where like I require spaciousness. And so really having the spaciousness, having sublime time, as we talk about in the Magdalene codes, is really a part of my divine design. So step one, align with your divine design. Step two, become current with your divine assignment. And just to reiterate that, you're here to innovate, lead, create something new in the new paradigm. If you're trying to teach your teacher's modality or follow somebody else's XY step, it's not going to work for you as well as what the guides talk about a lot of you midwifing your unique divine assignment in the world, your unique work in the world. And most likely that's going to be something that hasn't existed on the Earth Star thus far. It's going to be a blend of bringing your spirit and your matter together, that which you know in the higher planes into your daily life. And to have it be the most current version of you. And so being current with your divine assignment brings us really to step three, which is having divine relationships that support you in to be in your divine design and to fulfill your divine assignment. Because if you're trying to do your divine assignment, when we say divine assignment, we mean you have a vast mission in this lifetime. And no matter how it's expressed, maybe you're a conscious mother and that's your divine assignment. Maybe you're a CEO of your own transformational business and you're here to change thousands of lives, and you're frustrated because you're not reaching those individuals that you can feel you have a divine appointment with. Maybe again, you're someone who stays in your field, because some of our clients also do that. Like our PhD client who works at the university, where she was feeling that split of like weekend warrior healer on the weekend, side hustle, learning all the stuff for decades, and then working at a university. And then what she ended up doing was bringing her spirituality to work and really blending it and using those tools. Or our real estate agent client who, again, had been working in higher consciousness for years. And the secret behind her very successful real estate business was her manifestation practices and the way that she worked with energy. And now she's really teaching other real estate agents to use higher consciousness tools to have incredible results in the real estate business. So that's where, like, your mission in transition, it may not be that you stop one career and go into another one. It may be that you're really bringing in aspects of you that seem to have been left outside into wholeness. And it may be that, just like another client of ours, you're like a water ski. Your mission is like a water ski. She has her day job where she works in education. She's really a leader in her community and really helping kids making a difference there. And then she also leads sacred site retreats and does crystal bowls. And so she's found a way where it works really well. Like she's here to make change from within the mainstream of her current career. And she's also, from working with us, found a way to have her retreats and express her higher consciousness work and her unique body of work in her retreats. And also, because of who she's being in her daily job, she's gotten more leadership opportunities. And there's this blending. It's not this being pulled in two different directions. So that may be another indication that this conversation is really alive for you, is if there are these two parts of you that are pulling at you, and it's time to bring them together. So step three is surrounding yourself with complementary divine designs or divine geniuses and divine relationships. And specifically, of course, the core of what I do and how I lead and what's different about working with us in divine transmissions is that the primary relationship that we have is with ourselves and also with source, where we have a connection to our higher self and the divine guidance. And we're working perhaps with our guides and have our guides and source on speed dial, which really helps with decision making and which way to go and the next steps, and has a higher perspective as well as our own higher self. And that sovereignty that we have in our decision making is really key and is really important to our, like, surrounding ourselves with divine relationships, with the divine, with guides. And then also, I mean, like, physical plane relationships. And so I remember back in the day, and this was like one of those kind of rite of passage moments, like one of those like earmark moments where I was having a board of directors meeting with my business, Being of Light, Divine Transmissions, and asking Divine Transmissions, like, what was she requiring of me in our partnership? Like, what was she asking of me? And she was asking of me to surround myself with those that had complementary divine geniuses that could help me really amplify staying in and being in my unique divine design, being current with my divine assignment, because I'm not going to fulfill it on my own. You know, what you see me doing in the world, I've got a whole team in the business behind me, as well as my own mentors, as well as, you know, my beloved Friedemann and friends and community, and that there's a lot of divine relationships that support me in being able to do what I do in the world. And we can have a tendency to surround ourselves unconsciously or accidentally with those that are the same as us. And that's also important. It's one of the reasons that our clients love our group programs, is that they come into community and they meet others that also are on a spiritual path, that are committed to making a difference in the world. And that, like, lone wolf kind of thing goes away, because you're also surrounded on those with others that are like you. Yet to have the courage to have those that have a complementary divine design, ascended mastery, divine genius, will really support you in getting your mission back on track, your divine assignment back on track. Now, I know that number one and number three can seem like they are a paradox, because in number one, I'm saying align with your divine design and be the difference of you, really rock out your ascended masteries. Don't try to fit yourself into somebody's system. And then in number three, I'm saying have other individuals that are wired differently than you. That's where your leadership comes in. That's where you're co-creating, and you're not surrounding yourself with others that are really rocking their divine design, pull you out of your unique wiring. Because number two, really being current with your divine assignment, you being in your seat and those that are there to support your mission being in their seat, it's a part of the new paradigm. It's part of co-creating. It's a part of the stage that your divine mission is required to play on and to play in. So really hoping that this got the pep back in your step, giving you some clarity about whether your mission is in transition, what I mean by divine assignment, and these three steps to get back on track with your divine assignment. Now, if you want to go a bit deeper with this, I would direct you to our masterclasses, daniellehoffman.com/store/masterclasses. We'll have the link in the show notes, daniellehoffman.com/store/masterclasses, particularly to our Visionary Heart masterclasses. We've got one on divine relationships, which is really step three. And then we've got one on mission, which is really talking about your unique divine design and getting current with your divine assignment. Now, if you want to go even further, we have our Divine Light Activation program that's starting soon. And this is where the guides and I really go into your unique ascended mastery, the vision that you came to this lifetime with, like your divine assignment, from the level of your, of what we call the Emerald Akashic Records, like the records that haven't existed thus far because you're here to innovate something new. We run your divine design, your quantum cosmic mapping chart, which is based on your birthday, like human design, you put in your birth date information. And then from that, you get really clear on what your current vision is, as well as in Divine Light Activation, another reason why your mission is kind of within step number three may not be rocking and rolling completely is it's really in all the steps, but in terms of like surround yourself with complementary divine relationships, and one of those relationships being partnering with Source, your divine assignment is an agreement that you have with the divine. It's an agreement that you have with yourself that when you came in this lifetime, you were going to fulfill before dropping your body, before the completion of this lifetime. This is a very sacred, intimate pact that you have between you and you and Source, that even when I say assignment, it's not assigned to you by the divine. You came up with it together with Source before you incarnated. It's more of a divine agreement, a divine choice. And you always have the choice to keep this agreement or not. And in order to truly partner with Source, in order to really be able to have partnerships with guides, the visionary heart, this masterclass that I'm referring you to, is key, because you've got to be coming eye to eye, peer to peer, divine to divine. And divine light activation helps you become Source, helps you embody more dimensions of you, to incarnate as your light being incarnate self with your most current, highest level contribution, divine design, ascended masteries, divine assignment in intact, so that you no longer feel like your mission is so much bigger than you. Because I hear that so often from our clients, is like, I've gotten this divine download, and yet it feels so huge that I and also most likely will take you out of your comfort zone, where there's something about it that you're going, I sense that this is going to require being more visible. And when you've got yourself as a light being incarnate, totally turned on, and you've got the guides backing you, then there's so much courage and just natural expansion that's a part of that. So invite you to check out our masterclass page, to check out our divine light activation, and we will, keep rocking and rolling on this theme. So you'll see some more podcasts about this. And really, from my heart to you, sending you a wave of Toth's infinite knowledge and Isis's love for your mission in transition requires both wisdom and love. And as the guides always say, thanks for the contribution that you be in the world. Thanks for tuning in today. Join in the conversation over at the Seven Figure Spiritual Leader Facebook group. Sending you much love and appreciation for your contribution to the evolution in consciousness.